Hey there, Fantasy Prophet here. And this has been a long time, not coming, but just a long time that we've been doing this show. Been doing it since, I had to look it up, July 21st, 2021. And had a blast doing it, had an absolute joy. Just every week I looked forward to it. And there was certainly something special, I think, about the show, and the chemistry between Ryan and I was unique, and then how Matthew fit into that and was sort of a moderator at times between the two of us. I thought it was pretty different from a lot of shows. And when we started it, talking about it, gosh, back in mid of, you know, May, June of 2021, our goal was to have a show that was first and foremost fun to listen to and didn't take itself too seriously, and if possible, help some fantasy players out in leagues we played in or in other leagues that were similar to ours. And I certainly think we accomplished that. I think more than anything, the industry has very few funny, entertaining, upbeat shows. I think a lot of them, unfortunately, try, but that was a big, big part of why I did the show and why Ryan did the show and Matthew was that we thought it was fun to listen to. And I personally, once Ryan left, I definitely tried to keep it going because I do love doing the show. No doubt about that. Love talking about fantasy, love talking about the ins and outs and players and just everything that we did on the show. It made fantasy even more fun than just playing every week. And that's what's great about Sleeper, is at least we can talk to each other and everything, but it's not talking, it's just texting. And there's something age old about sitting around a campfire and or at your local bar or on your back porch having a beer and just chatting with people and talking about whatever, your favorite movies or sports or you name it. And I think that as I tried to keep it going, shout out to Kevin and James and Marquis. Thank you so much for trying to continue the show with me. But I didn't feel like the same energy was there, the same vibe, the same whatever. The thing that started it all. And Ryan and I had started a movie show before all this. And so he and I already had a back and forth. And we kind of knew how to talk to each other. And we knew how to push each other's buttons in a way that was, I thought, funny. And going back and listening to some of the shows, some of our mock draft shows and our guillotine draft shows, there was just something very special in my mind that the three of us had. And as much as I appreciated the new voices on the show, I felt that we just needed to not continue, that it wasn't the same energy and the same just vibe is the word I keep coming back to. And so much as I appreciate everybody coming on the show and taking some time out of their life and doing it, I didn't want to continue doing something that didn't fit that original thing, which was being funny, being entertaining, being informative, and sort of checking and clicking all these boxes that what I felt didn't exist. And I had the feeling like the show was going to start going towards a more serious tone, more maybe even a better fantasy show, possibly, because there were times that we went off the rails, but that was fine with me. And that was fine with Ryan and fine with Matthew. And from a lot of you who reached out, you guys seemed to like it too. So I'm happy that we accomplished that. I want to thank everybody out there that listened to the show. We surpassed 10,000 downloads since the beginning of the show, which a lot of the times you don't hear, you know, a Joe Rogan laughs at 10,000. But for a show that is only word of mouth, we do no marketing, we do nothing but let people know. And in our sleeper leagues and people we come across, 10,000 for that stretch of time is pretty remarkable. So I want to thank everybody out there. And I won't go through all the names because some of you guys have been with us from the very beginning. And I greatly appreciate every week hearing from you guys and letting us know that the show was good and fun. And for some of the weeks, to hear that some of you needed it, and for some of you to work out to it, or go shopping to it, or just do yard work to it, or listen to it at work, it started meaning a lot more to me and to Ryan and Matthew. And I know I can speak for them that we definitely appreciate and thank all of you who spent, 2 hours a week listening to a bunch of guys who are no more educated in fantasy football than any of you. And so I greatly appreciate that. So what's next for us? I don't know. Will I return? Will Matthew return? Brian, I think, has given up football, so I'm pretty sure he won't return. Will the fantasy profits return? I'm going to say no. If it does return, it's a totally new show and different vibe and different everything. But I certainly didn't want to continue this as something that, as much as I tried to see if it could work, it just didn't quite fit. And so thank you guys for, just giving us a reason to record. If nobody was downloading and listening and nobody responded back to us, we probably would have tossed it in a long time ago. But we'd get little thumbs up from people, listen to the podcast, great show last night, really enjoyed it. And that made, the money that I spent on the hosting and the Zoom calls and all this stuff totally worth it. It didn't even matter to me. As long as people were getting some enjoyment out of it, I wanted to continue doing it. And that would also coincide with it just feeling right. And so will we return in some respects? If the atmosphere is right, if the energy is right, if the vibe is right for what I want to do, and not to be selfish about it, but it has to fit those molds, because that's what I want out of a show. And that's what I listen to, basically the Ringer fantasy show. And if some of you are looking for a show that checks some of those boxes like our show did, I would definitely try that show out. It's very focused on entertainment as well as being fantasy friendly. And so I think shows like that, we need to support. And to sort of wrap it all up, I once again want to thank all of you for making it fun. And with a very dedicated yet small listenership, it made it tremendously joyful and something that I looked forward to every single week. And I hope that for everybody out there who listened, that it was worth your time, and that down the road, if I ever start another show again, that you will also give it a try like you did this one, and that you would, some people say they vote with their money, you voted with your time, and it's not lost on me that there's a lot of things you could have listened to. You could have listened to a lot of these conglomerates who have people working full time on all this stuff. And everybody that was on this show, we're all just working guys like you guys are. And we did it because we love it. And I will play fantasy till the day I take my last breath. And I hope down the road that I get the chance again to do another fantasy show and once again find our show on your playlist. So with that, I want to thank all of you again and greatly appreciate just everything you guys have meant as part of our listenership. And that's it. I'm going to play it off with Interstate Love Song, Stone Temple Pilots, my favorite song of all time. And I'll see you in the leagues. Stay well. Thank you again. Bye. Waiting on a Sunday.